content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, from the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, Indie Week, news, culture, and commentary for Raleigh, Cary, Durham, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. First, from the News and Observer, Durham and Raleigh have expanded outdoor dining. Here's where to eat this weekend. This was published April 9th and written by Drew Jackson. Over the last year, for many people, a meal out meant a meal outside. Eating on a rooftop or patio has gone from a sometimes novelty to an entrenched part of how restaurants serve diners. With outdoor dining here to stay in a major way, Raleigh and Durham are expanding outdoor dining programs into the summer. The cities will block off certain streets on certain weekends, encouraging diners to eat local. It's like a food truck rodeo meets a brick-and-mortar block party. In Raleigh, the Downtown Raleigh Alliance has brought back Dine Out Downtown, expanding it into a weekly showcase of the city's nightlife neighborhoods every Saturday in April. In Durham, the Streetery placed outdoor dining throughout downtown when it was launched last year, moving tables and chairs into parking spaces and parks. Organized by Downtown Durham, Inc., the Streetery has expanded to a twice-a-month event moving around the city's dining districts. This Saturday, April 10th, Dine Out Downtown will return to Glenwood South from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The street will be closed to cars for two blocks from Jones Street to North Street and filled with outdoor tables. Diners can make reservations at specific restaurants or pick up takeout meals and eat at one of the outdoor tables. Who's participating? Anise Pho, Bigfoot Tap House, Hibernian Irish Pub and Restaurant, La Santa, Plates Neighborhood Kitchen, The Rockford, Sushi Blues Cafe, Sushi O Bistro and Sushi Bar, Tin Roof, and Wonderland Tapas and Cocktails. When is the next Dine Out Downtown? As Dine Out Downtown continues from April to June, the event will move around the city. Next week, April 17th, it will be in Raleigh's Warehouse District with many of the vendors at Morgan Street Food Hall participating. April's last Dine Out Downtown will be along Fayetteville Street. Durham Streetery. This Saturday's Streetery will run from 1 to 9 p.m. along Foster Street in Durham, which runs by Central Park, where the city's farmers market is held. Two blocks of Foster Street will be closed for tables, and there is a wide grassy area for picnics. Who's participating? Mixing retail and restaurants and drawing businesses from multiple blocks, here's what to expect at the food and beverage side of the Streetery. After's Dessert Bar, Auctioneer Bar in the Durham Food Hall, Beer Durham, Dame's Chicken and Waffles, Everything Bagels, Ex Voto Burrito Bodega, Liturgy Beverage, Locals Seafood Market and Oyster Bar, Lula and Sadie's, Marco's 530, Napoli Pizzeria and Gelateria, Old North Meats and Provisions, Foster Street Coffee, Rise Biscuits and Chicken, and the Glass Jug Beer Lab. When's the next Streetery? From now on, Durham will hold its Streetery events twice a month, on the second and fourth Saturday. The next one is April 24th, and the location has not been announced. Guidelines remain in place. Case counts have dropped, vaccines are plentiful and open to everyone in North Carolina, but COVID-related guidelines remain in place for the dining out events. Masks are required, and 6 feet of social distancing must be maintained. The thing about booze. Though streets are closed off and tables set up, the state's ABC laws remain in full effect. That means if you're looking for beer, wine, or a cocktail, you'll have to order and consume those at a specific restaurant. Dining hours. Both Dine Out Downtown and the Streetery end at 9 p.m. But as the old saying goes, after 9 p.m., you don't have to go home. You just can't stay at the outdoor dining events. Now that North Carolina has ended its curfew, bars and restaurants can stay open until 2 a.m. Where are good places to dine out all the other days? Well, the News and Observer has compiled a list of some of the Triangle's favorite patios, beer gardens, and outdoor dining spaces. Check it out online. And continuing with the News and Observer, Unique Durham Restaurant will have bookshop, podcast space, and a killer pork chop sandwich. This was published April 6th and written by Drew Jackson. Upstairs from their popular cocktail bar, the owners of Kingfisher are planning a new neighborhood restaurant to sit down and stay a while. Queenie's, a new lunch and dinner spot inspired by a year of backyard burgers and pandemic pivots, will open in the historic Perry Building on Chapel Hill Street in downtown Durham. At Queenie's, the owners plan more than a restaurant, building into the space a bookstore and a podcasting studio. The name Queenie's nods to Kingfisher's pop-up Queen Burger, but also leaves space for a world beyond burgers. It felt like just the right amount of casual and a little bit of silly, co-owner Michelle Vanderwalker said of the name. Queenie's is expected to open this summer. Owned by Sean Umstead and Vanderwalker, Kingfisher opened in 2019 and quickly found a following among Durham cocktail fans. For Queenie's, Umstead and Vanderwalker are joined by Durham native King Kenny, a marketing executive and arts organizer. The Queenie space has been tapped for a Durham location of Raleigh Bakery Fresh Levant, but the pandemic canceled those plans. Pandemic pivot. With bars closed for much of the pandemic, Kingfisher pivoted to Queen Burger, an astroturfed, flat-topped, griddled burger bar in its backyard. Queen Burger remains open and is run open-ended. At Queen Burger, lines stretched around the building and people came out even in sub-freezing temperatures, Vanderwalker said. Witnessing the limits that diners would go to for a cheeseburger and a cocktail told the owner people still craved getting together. It was important to everybody, Vanderwalker said. People wanted to come out and say hi and be in an interesting environment. People want to be around each other even if it's 25 degrees outside. Inspiration for the new restaurant comes from the casual American restaurant and national chains like Chili's, the owner said. Restaurants with broad menus and appeal, beloved for their comfort, if not their kitsch. Where a cocktail bar is inherently fancy and kind of expensive, Queenie's will be much more affordable, fast-paced, and casual, Umstead said. It's a place to meet people three or four times a week, and you don't have to break the bank. First and foremost, Queenie's is a restaurant, but the configuration of the space led to other ideas. One room will be a small bookshop. Another, with 2-foot-thick concrete walls from a former vault, will be a new podcasting studio. The architecture lends itself to be used in different ways, Vanderwalker said. Community space. At Queenie's, Kenny will be organizing events for the space, which could be anything from adult spelling bees to reading from local authors. The pandemic escalated a reliance on social media for connection, Kenny said, but he believes there's a craving for sharing spaces once again in a post-pandemic world. Social media is redefining what it means to be sociable, Kenny said. This moment is obviously still ongoing, but there's a desire for human connection. A great many of us are clamoring for the type of connection that existed before. There's a need, a hankering for being in one another's physical presence. Playing on the familiar thrill of a weeknight out, Queenie's aims for comfort and nostalgia, but for modern tastes. The chef is Steph Bell, who led the grill of Queen Burger. The menu will be inspired by the dishes that kind of hit us in a particular way, Umstead said, the ones we have strong memories and affinities for. A familiar pork chop sandwich. That could mean the fried chicken tenders, a requisite burger, fried pickle spears, and a large dinner salad. There will be a play on one of North Carolina's most famous sandwiches, the fried pork chop at Mount Airy's Snappy Lunch, done at Queenie's with sous vide pork and chili spices with pickled vegetables. On the bar side, Queenie's doesn't aspire to be Kingfisher, Umstead said, focusing on beer and wine instead of cocktails. The mix of comfort and community, the owner said, will be potent. The real appeal, the main event, will be food and drink and community, Kinney said. Next, a review of Berkeley Cafe. This was published April 2nd by Eat Raleigh Blog. Berkeley Cafe is located at 217 West Martin Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-828-9190. Downtown Raleigh is changing rapidly, and for the most part, I'm happy to see the transformation. But it's also easy for me to look around the changing landscape of the city and start getting nostalgic about the way things were. The club that my friend got us kicked out of, that's where the Union Station is now. The brick building that was the original Clyde Cooper's barbecue location has been torn down and replaced with luxury apartments. Even seeing foot traffic all along downtown makes me remember a time when everyone was just hanging out at Raleigh Times after 5 p.m. Throughout all of the changes in the City of Oaks, Berkeley Cafe's blue awning stood as a beacon that pointed to Raleigh's past, seemingly telling us not everything has to change. Berkeley Cafe opened in 1980, and throughout its existence has served several lunches, drinks, and good tunes. Berkeley eventually opened a large concert hall next to its dive bar home. The stage hosted everything from death metal to country music, but suffering from the economic turndown in 2013, Berkeley closed the stage and eventually the cafe itself. Berkeley's doors weren't closed for long, as the cafe was soon transitioned to the owner of the NC State's fabled eatery, Sad Lacks Heroes, Rose Schwetz. In an increasingly busy downtown that's awakening after a devastating 2020, Berkeley Cafe is where I go to have a peaceful brunch. Under the safety of Berkeley's blue awning, you can enjoy some straightforward and hearty brunch meals, including the Mass Crowds Shuffle. Watching the Mass Crowds Shuffle Past. True to its dive bar identity, Berkeley Cafe's food isn't trying to be something it isn't. Berkeley's hash brown bowl doesn't try to surprise you or take creative liberties. It's a simple and enjoyable mound of fried potatoes, shredded pork, and an egg. On a recent visit, the pimento cheese biscuit was on special. It featured pork two ways, both shredded and bacon, piled high and served with fried potatoes, a meal that was satisfying. More changes to downtown Raleigh are coming. More skyscrapers, more luxury condos, and more beloved old buildings being destroyed. So it's important to celebrate the places that somehow managed to stay the same. Berkeley's Cafe is located at 217 West Martin Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-828-9190. Next, from Indie Week, Gateway Plaza gets an unpretentious new restaurant of Fine Folk. This was published March 26th and written by Sarah Edwards. As far as food origin stories go, Chris Lopez, owner of pop-up concept Fine Folk in Raleigh, has a pretty classic one. My love of restaurants stems from growing up in suburban America, Lopez says, going to places like Applebee's and Chili's. We wanted to draw a little bit of inspiration from that kind of dining and, you know, just using fun stuff and what's local. Earlier today, Lopez announced that the pop-up had found a brick-and-mortar home at 2409 Crabtree Boulevard, Suite 100, in the former Brew Coffee space next to Union Special Bread. He expects the restaurant, a high-end hole-in-the-wall, to open for business in late summer 2021 or early fall at the absolute latest. Lopez, who has lived in Cary since he was 13 and Raleigh since he was 18, tried out a handful of concepts this past year. First, Government Cheeseburger, a cheeky concept launched by Postmaster in March 2020 when pandemic restrictions made the restaurant turn to easy takeout dishes like Lopez's legendary cheeseburgers. The burgers with their greasy smashed double patties, seeded Union special buns, lavish melted cheese, and offbeat sauces attracted a devoted following. In November, Government Cheeseburger closed shop after a successful run, and Lopez struck out on his own, launching Fine Folk with sous chef John Kleinert. From fall through late February, it was run out of Foundation Bar. Last night, Lopez signed the lease for the permanent Gateway Plaza location. On Instagram, the restaurant boasts an irreverent, approachable stream of memes, smiles, and towering burgers. Lopez says he hopes the new space will reflect this. It'll need some of an overhaul, a kitchen, for instance, and some Craigslist and crate digging to get the unpretentious, lived-in feel that ownership visions. Like, for instance, you're in your uncle's living room from when you were a kid. Lopez says that he anticipates burgers and fries continuing to be a menu item alongside vegetarian options like the Beyond Burger, which is available at the same price point as a regular burger. I'm not going to charge someone extra for caring about the planet, Lopez says. Still, he and Kleinert are looking forward to moving toward more plated options. We're just trying to cook some honest food, he says. Whenever people ask what the food is going to be like, I honestly kind of tell them that we're going to cook whatever we damn well please. We don't really want to put ourselves in a box. As for the bar program, Lopez says that he wants it to be pretty modest, with beers on tap, a curated well lined up, and baseline riffs on classic cocktails. The star of the bar program, though, is not what you might expect. Lopez says that he plans to focus on making wine approachable in both price point and mentality. We are hoping that this can be a fun place that you can come hang out, have a few drinks, maybe split a bottle of wine with a couple of friends, and have a couple snacks, he says. And, you know, feel comfortable doing that a few times a month. Heading back to the News and Observer, the fried chicken wars are just getting started. You must try these 18 local sandwiches. This was published March 19th and written by Drew Jackson. This is the golden age of chicken sandwiches. The golden brown, crispy and crunchy, fatty and salty, with a pickle on top, age of chicken sandwiches. 2 years ago, when Popeyes launched its chicken sandwich, something broke in the universe. The chicken sandwich gaze, once exclusively held by Chick-fil-A, looked elsewhere. There were, the world realized, other sandwiches. Now, fast food is trying to escalate the chicken wars, with McDonald's and Zaxby's each creating new sandwiches. And that Popeyes sandwich everyone went mad about? It can now be found with ease. This year, Raleigh chef Ashley Christensen will launch a new trio of triangle chicken sandwich spots called BB's Crispy Chicken. Not to be missed, there are dozens of other creative and simple chicken sandwiches on menus throughout Raleigh, Durham, and elsewhere. In no particular order, here are 18 crispy picks not to be missed. Picnic Barbecue, located at 1647 Coal Mill Road in Durham. Their phone number is 919-908-9128. A good rule of North Carolina barbecue is that barbecue spots often have great fried chicken. That rule extends to chicken sandwiches at this Whole Hog restaurant in Durham, where the sandwich is a fried chicken thigh with Old Bay aioli and pickled onions to cut through the fat. East Cut Sandwich Bar, located at 3211 Old Chapel Hill Road in Durham, phone number 919-439-1852. Sandwich enthusiasts know East Cut, which has perfected the chicken cutlet, but there's also a trio of southern fried chicken breasts, brined in buttermilk and hot sauce and tossed either in buffalo sauce, guanjiang, or left crispy and plain with a smear of Duke's mayo on a potato roll. Mateo Tapas, located at 109 West Chapel Hill Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-530-8700. This downtown Durham Spanish restaurant helped establish the city's now nationally known dining reputation. The mashup of Spain and the South is on full display with their chicken sandwich, stuffed with Spanish ham and cheese, and topped with pickles and aioli. M. Coco, located at 311 Holland Street, Suite B in Durham. Their phone number is 919-908-9332. Tucked away down a cobblestone alley, this casual Korean spot serves bowls of noodles that, in pre-pandemic days, drew a mob of patient devotees. Coco means chicken in Korean, and the sandwich here unabashedly goes after Chick-fil-A, a squishy bun and crispy buttermilk chicken, sweet house-made pickles, and a sometimes-changing aioli, currently a zippy grain mustard. Wooden Nickel Pub, located at 113 North Churton Street in Hillsboro. Their phone number is 919-643-2223. This legendary wing house also has a proprietary chicken sandwich called the Nickel Filet. It's brined in pickle juice, served with pickles and mayonnaise. A Nashville-style version turns up the heat with cluck sauce and slaw. Beasley's Chicken and Honey, located at 237 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-322-0127. Is love pain? The hot chicken sandwich here will make you think so. It's a fried chicken thigh tossed in punishingly spicy Carolina Reaper chili oil, cooled off with shreddis and buttermilk ranch. There's a gentler classic version as well, but you might live the rest of your life wondering, what if? Kokyu, located at 245 East NC 54, Suite 105 in Durham. Their phone number is 919-251-9017. This Asian fusion sandwich shop turned into about 5 different restaurants during the pandemic, all operating out of the same spot like ghost kitchens. It's best known for its banh mi's, but this year launched a special menu of wild chicken sandwiches, including one tossed with house-made chili crisp and quick pickles, another with herbs de Provence, ranch, and bacon. Shrimp and Pasta Dankery, located at 704 Rigsby Avenue in Durham, no phone number was found or provided. How many viral chicken sandwiches are there? The Dankery has one and also has served Dwayne Wade while he was in town for a Duke basketball game. This takeout-only food truck has breaded and fried chicken tender sandwich with pickles and lobster sauce, a video of which has been seen by more than 1 million envious eyes. Be thankful you live in the Triangle. Lula and Sadie's, located at 530 Foster Street in Durham and in the Durham Food Hall. Their phone number is 919-908-9339. Chef Harry Mons has been cooking in Durham for 30 years, going from fine dining to food trucks. His southern counter, Lula and Sadie's in the Durham Food Hall, serves a Nashville-style fried chicken sandwich tossed in hot sauce and a bread and butter pickle mayonnaise. Mandolin, located at 2519 Fairview Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-322-0365. Fine Dining Mandolin isn't messing around with its chicken sandwich, serving something more at home at state fairs than a white tablecloth restaurant, and we mean that in a good way. This chicken sandwich is topped with pimento cheese and collard greens and a waffle as a bun. Grub, located at 1200 West Chapel Hill Street in Durham, phone number 919-973-3636. If Chick-fil-A is going for the less is more philosophy of fried chicken and a pickle, Grub's contribution to the chicken sandwich war is not that. This is more, called Mama's Big Bird. There's a lot going on in the dance of sweet and spicy, with a honey sriracha sauce, bacon, pickles, and gorgonzola cheese. Scratch Kitchen and Tap Room, located at 225 Salem Street in Apex. Their phone number is 919-372-5370. The fried chicken for this sandwich is breaded in waffle batter. The rest is a battle of sweet and spicy with peppered maple syrup, candied bacon, pickles, and pimento cheese. Ela's Southern, located at 411 West Morgan Street in the Morgan Food Hall. Their phone number is 919-758-8369. Simply put, there should be more waffles as buns. Waffles have integrity. They have structure. They have pockets for sauce. Everything that's great about a waffle in the morning continues to be true throughout the day. This Morgan Street Food Hall spot has classic chicken sandwiches, including a spicy Nashville version. But look for the chicken and waffles version with aioli, pimento cheese, and coleslaw, all between two waffles. Whiskey Kitchen, located at 201 West Merton Street in Raleigh, phone number 919-803-3181. There are two schools of thought when it comes to fried chicken, breast or thigh. Breasts are leaner but dry out. Thighs are fatty and flavorful, but some don't care for dark meat. Whiskey Kitchen's chicken sandwich is among the rare thighs out there, brined in buttermilk and sweet tea, cut with pickles and a sweet mustard sauce. The Katsu, located at 411 West Morgan Street in Raleigh in the Morgan Food Hall, phone number 919-900-8163. Among the second wave of vendors in the Morgan Street Food Hall, the Katsu elevated the sandwich game. A menu of crispy, pounded thin cutlets come dressed up several ways, with a California version with avocado, pickles, and sweet chili sauce, and a kimchi version with an egg, cabbage, and tonkatsu sauce. Union Special, 2409 Crabtree Boulevard, Suite 102 in Raleigh, phone number 984-200-3094. This popular Raleigh bakery has perfected the bun, but that's just the starting point. A big honking piece of fried chicken is tossed with buffalo sauce and ranch, topped with just pickled cucumbers and lettuce. Pressed by Spanglish, located at 10630 Durant Road, Suite 104 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-269-5099. There are a lot of standout sandwiches at this Puerto Rican restaurant, but there are few out there like this fried chicken take. This one comes with jalapeno and pickle slaw, bacon, crispy onions, cheese, and hot sauce. And lastly, Heirloom, located at 219 Southwest Street in Raleigh, 919-927-8299. This stunning dining room of the Asian Tea House and Coffee Shop will remind you what's been missing from eating and being in restaurants. Heirloom's main focus is beverages, but their food menu is no afterthought. This cutlet-style Taiwanese chicken sandwich comes on milk bread with Napa cabbage slaw and other passion-stoking mayo, QP. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time, and we hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.